This is May 6, 2019, and we're interviewing Marion Jalbert Norcross, who is a private student of Tabuteau's. Marion, how were you able to arrange lessons with Tabuteau?
As an enticement for me to go to Trenton State Teachers College, they guaranteed that they would arrange for me to have lessons with Tabuteau. And they convinced my parents that was the best thing for me. So I started the second quarter of my freshman year, which would have been probably November, and was taken into Philadelphia by the head of the music department at that time. His name was Arthur Berger, and he made the introduction, and after that, I went every other week for lessons and took the train from Trenton to Philadelphia.
Did you work with him in his regular studio on 16th Street?
I don't remember the address at all. I remember it was not a ground floor. It was up, and it wasn't a real clean room. And he had baskets of tube cane in there. I don't remember much more about it than that.
That describes his studio very well.
Oh, okay. And you say that was on 16th?
Yeah, 16th and Ludlow, I believe it was.
Okay.
Yeah. When you went to Philadelphia, after that first time that you were taken, did you say you took a train?
A train.
So how long were your lessons?
My guess is hour or whatever. They weren't enormously long. Yeah. As I remember.
Do you remember if there were other people in the room when you took
lessons? No, we were private. He was a very gruff man, as I recall.
So you said about six lessons
six
with him?
Six lessons.
Mm-hmm. 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 So what did you work on with him?
Barrett Melodic Studies. I remember a marking in the number one, but I don't remember how far we went into the melodic studies.
So what kind of atmosphere was it? How did you feel when you walked in?
Scared. I was only 17, okay, and very naive. And he was a big man, as I recall, and as I said, gruff. Background, my father's first speaking language was French. It was French-Canadian. But I do remember when he would get upset that there were a string of words that weren't English. And I heard similar type of words come out of Tabuteau when I didn't do the right thing, didn't play the right thing or the right way. So I know he was cussing at me. It got so that I would repeat after him and keep repeating what he was saying until I was sure and we were sure that we were on the same page and understood each other. And then I would try to play or do what he wanted me to do. So the communication, of course, was difficult.
Yeah. But you spoke to him in English, obviously.
Because that was my only language. But, you know, with his French accent, after he was upset with me when I tried to do what I thought he wanted me to do, I learned to do this thing of repeating to him what I thought he said until there was an understanding.
Right. Did he demonstrate for you at lessons? Or do you remember if he actually played?
He might have a little bit, but I'm not remembering it. And there was one thing that he was really trying to get me to do, which was to play with less reed in my mouth. Having been played on store-bought reeds, I probably had to get down on the reed to bite it a little bit, you know. Now that I think back, he wanted me to play with less reed in my mouth, so he started pulling on the end of the oboe. And I started following him, and we did a circle around the room, him pulling on the oboe, me trying to keep it in my mouth. It's funny how very just little pictures you have of experiences, but that was what I remember. Yeah. Him pulling on the oboe and me following him, and he's backing up around a circle and I'm following.
That's a good story.
That's my big story of my lessons with him.
Do you remember if he spoke of any specific things in his teaching, like his numbering system or up and down impulses?
Yeah, I remember a little bit of numbering system. I'm not sure about the up down. I know I've had that training, but that was probably from Lou Rosenblatt years after that.
Did he about like articulation, breathing, you know, anything of that nature?
I don't remember that.
Okay. But you studied with Lou Rosenblatt after, so you got a dose of that too, I'm sure, afterward. You said he marked in your music sometimes?
I have one marking that I know of, and I think it's in that first melodic study of Barrett. Yeah. I'll have to check.
You didn't, by any chance, have any correspondence or anything that you wrote down at that time about your lessons to, like, a letter or any notes that you made? Okay, no.
It was a long time ago, Mark.
Well, yes, it was.
That was the end of 1953 and early 1954.
Okay,
and
well,
this is 2019, so that was many years ago. Yeah. And you said I graduated college in 57.
Of course, they've changed the name of the school
now. TCNJ, the College of New Jersey.
It's the College of New Jersey, that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Marion. It's nice of you to share your memories and your thoughts.
Yeah.